If you didn't know, today, the East London Railway, the extended East London Railway, opened. It was due to open today, but it won't. Apparently, according to Twitter, it'll open on Monday. And that work for that started in, I think it was December 2007 or something. The Cambridgeshire Guide Busway construction also, I think, started in 2007. However, we still don't have our guided busway. And if you want to think about it, think that that's a line with tunnels and with bridges and with construction traffic and in London and trains and people, and then you've got to sift through millions of pieces of paper to sign everything off, and you've got to sign this, and you've got to work with this borough and this borough and this borough, and then you've got to find a rail operating company to operate it, and then you've got to build stations, which are significantly harder to build than a couple of shit concrete platforms in the middle of nowhere. Sorry, the Fens. If you want to think about it, even though construction on the guided busway started in January 2007, so it started 11 months before the East London line, that's even worse, if you want to think about it, because if they started at the same time, December 2007, they'd both be open. The East London line would have opened first and would have been the first out of the two to open. The Cambridgeshire Guided Busway was started in January 2007, to my recollection, which means it's had 11 months more than the East London line, and it's still not open. So, and this still says Arbury Park. Well, it's not, it's Orchard Park. So, work will progress from the Long Stanton site compound towards Cambridge, and completion is scheduled for early 2009. Ha 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 ha. The Cambridgeshire Guided Busway is the hugest farce in the universe. And if any councillor from any county council or district council or whatever is considering a guided busway or considering proposing a guided busway, don't. Seriously, for fuck's sake, don't. There was one proposed for the Luton to Dunstable Railway, because that's the kind of rapid transit service you want for a city. What is Luton a town? Is it a town? I think it might be a town. Anywho, a hub, an international airport hub, that's what you want. It's pathetic enough now. It doesn't even have a rail link. You get off the plane at Luton, and then to get to London, you have to take a shuttle bus down an A road, down a pathetic little dual carriageway to Luton Airport Parkway, because they couldn't be bothered to build a branch line or anything, to Luton Airport Parkway, and then you have to get a shitty First Cable Connect service in. Oh, no, East Midlands trains also stop at Luton Airport Parkway. But interestingly, they don't stop at Luton. I think they just go Bedford, Luton Airport Parkway, because it's an airport, and then they go to London St Pancras International Thames Link Parkway. Anywho, don't build a guided busway. They were going to build one. They are going to build one between Luton and Dunstable on the old Luton to Dunstable Railway, which closed around about the same time as the Cambridge and Knives Railway. Hooray! Hooray for building guided busways on railways. Because that's what you want. A first-class system where you get off a plane. You get off a plane, even though British Airways don't, you know, go to Luton, but still. You were getting on a really, really nice plane, and then you've got to get a bus to your train. It's shit. Please don't. Please just reopen the bus, the railway, or just run a bus service. It's a railway. It's for trains. Leave it alone. Don't run buses on it.